Hey there, everybody. James Hilliard back with you, your host for Connection Point. And on today's episode, speaking with Tom Gerasi, manager of applied technology for the nonprofit Advanced Medical Transport. They're based in Peoria, and AMT provides emergency and scheduled ambulance service in central Illinois, with additional services planned for Dubuque, Iowa. All of its ambulances are set up for advanced life support, and AMT's communication center is equipped with advanced technology, including computer-aided dispatch, satellite vehicle locating, GPS, and routing. Tom is with me today to talk about a recent addition to AMT's Peoria facility that includes a new data center, an upgraded call center with a big video wall, and digital signage that provides information for staff and visitors, as well as information on healthcare and EMS training classes that they hold at the facility. And Tom, thanks for taking time and joining us today.
Thanks, James. I'm glad to be here.
Sometimes we talk with people that do little projects. Other times we talk with folks like you that do big projects, and that's what this really sounds like. Let's start with this. Can you give me what were the top one or two benefits that you were expecting to get from this major upgrade?
The major upgrade that we did was a large addition to the building. It entailed redeploying our dispatch center for the ambulance service. With this new dispatch center, we were looking to provide a level of security and safety for our employees, so we actually created a bunkerized dispatch center, or better known as a FEMA-rated storm shelter, since we are in the Midwest and do have our share of threats around here. So when we built this, we were looking to improve patient safety and then also increase improve our reliability to our customers, since we have such a broad customer base and the dispatch center is the heart of what we do.
Absolutely. How long of a project was this, maybe from initial planning stages to kind of completion?
It took a good portion of a year and a half from, you know, the idealization of this to the final realization and getting it up and running.
Is the new addition kind of state of the art and leaps and bounds above what you all were operating with prior, or did you have kind of great state of the art stuff you just needed to expand and get a bit bigger?
No, we did throw a lot of technology at this. One of the things that we wanted to accomplish was putting more information at our staff's fingertips. So we did, in addition to improving or upgrading a lot of the computer technology that we had and server and data center, we added a video wall that's approximately 27 feet wide by 9 feet tall that displays up to 16 different feeds of information, whether it's national news, mapping of our service area, actual call volume that's going on, all the way down to the status of the doors within the building.
Gotcha. All right. So this was definitely large scale. Let's do this. A project like this, you're going to run into a couple of challenges. What were the top, maybe, again, two or three that you ran into in terms of this whole project?
Well, the number one thing that we hit was dealing with space limits. When you're building a bunkerized facility and you're trying to incorporate approximately 16 positions for dispatchers, a room that will now contain all your data center equipment, you're very limited and you're squeezing everything into a tight space to stay within budget constraints. And so it forced us to look at a lot of things. One, the workspace that the staff uses, and then two, the server space that we have. So we got pushed real quickly into the virtualization realm.
Gotcha.
That was the big one that we had. The other thing that we had to deal with, on another note, was dealing with some of the vendors, all the clients that we had, keeping them all on pace with the project. And, you know, when we started this, we didn't really understand everything that we really needed. And, you know, working with Ben at PC Connection was a great help, hooking us up with a rep from APC as we looked at data backup and power management as far as, you know, what are we going to need to really manage this next project and this new level and the additional equipment. And then the key thing with this was, as we built this and went to make our move into the new center, since we dispatch ambulances and answer emergent calls, we're not allowed to have any downtime. So we made the installation and the move, keeping production up and running the whole time.
Which is a hefty task. You bring up the nature of your work. Let's focus a bit on the APC side of the story here. You put in a large APC solution. It was for the backup power. Obviously, you did have a whole lot of new tech that you rolled in there, and you need to keep it up and running. Again, as we said, the nature of the work there. That part of the project went smoothly. Hiccups? Give us a little detail.
Actually, I think that was the smoothest part of the whole project, and key to that was getting the APC project management involved with this, even from the get-go. We used APC products prior to this on a much smaller scale, using a 16 kVA Symetra system, and we quickly realized we were going to outgrow that. We didn't even really know what we needed, but when we placed the call to PC Connection, to kind of investigate our options, Our representative reached out to APC right then and there on the phone. We got a project manager involved, started looking at what we're wanting to do. We ended up having several conference calls after that, and they pretty much managed the design all the way through the installation of the APC unit. They worked with our electricians and the group that was installing backup generators, so it was really much a hands-off piece for us until it came time to do the testing and the training for us. So it was very smooth. That was actually the smoothest piece of probably the whole installation.
All right, let's talk about something else. And I mentioned this in the introduction that within your Peoria setup there, facility there, you do some healthcare and EMS training classes. And part of that was putting in a lot of digital signage within the facility. Why did you select digital signage, and what was kind of the requirements of that part of the project?
We actually explored digital signage prior to the building project or the expansion project. We initially started out with looking for a solution to find a way to better communicate with our employees. Dealing with all the generations in the workforce, some people like texting, some people like email. Voicemail has gone by the wayside. Nobody would check their voicemail anymore. So we're trying to find ways to get information first and foremost to the employees on things that impacted them as soon as they walked in the door before they got into their ambulances and headed out for their shift.
Okay.
We'd like look to find ways to give them information about street closures or weather, even weather feeds, so they'd have an idea what they're dealing with. We get our fair share of snow up this way. So that was the key thing that we really looked for, and once we got that in place, we actually found that there's a benefit for our customers walking through the door. And until we did the building project, we didn't have really for a lobby. And now that we do, we'll be looking to expand into that area. But so we went from our workforce to our customers walking through the door to another set of customers that we have with our training institutions, which you alluded to, since we have so many classes here. It's a way to broadcast information real fast. It's real easy to change, and we can keep everybody updated as far as what's going on, whether it's a road closure, whether we got an upcoming class, or whether it's just something for a customer walking through the door to give them information where they're at and how to get through our facility.
Give me a quick idea and picture of what the solution looks like.
Well, we started with two 32-inch LCDs that are placed back-to-back in the main hallway with a peerless mount that holds them both in place, and it has a media player from Scene Studio. And that was put in place just initially to give information to our field staff as they walked into work and getting to the destination out into the bay to get to their trucks. We found that there was enough customers coming through that same area that we actually changed some of the content on there. Since then, we've added another 32-inch display over in our training area with an additional media player that really tailors more to the students. So we have totally different content that flows information to that section of the building. The addition, since is now up and running, we'll be looking to add yet a third media player, which will really focus in or drive information right to the customers as they come into the front door.
Gotcha. Now, Tom, after some major projects like this, a lot of guys in your position, take a little break for a while. Is that in your future?
Actually, I've hired somebody to take over my position to keep things moving along as I'm taking on new roles within the company. But I've worked with the new IT manager, and he's already gearing up for taking on the placement of the digital signage in the lobby and also getting a wireless platform installed throughout the entire complex.
All right, so you got some more projects that'll be coming down the road. We'll probably check in with you and see how those go along. What are the AMT staff members, what have they been saying about the new systems, the signage, the video wall, the information they're able to get? I'm assuming, you know, positive feedback?
Absolutely. And we're getting it from two levels. We're getting it from the users of the system, the ones that actually have to put the information out. A lot of the lower level managers are the ones that have to communicate street closures, CE schedules, you know, continuing education type schedules, that kind of stuff out to everybody. And they find the new solution, the digital signage, to be extremely easy to use. There's actually just a click of a shortcut, an edit of a Word document, and they're off and running. It's so simple to use. Then as far as the staff members coming through the hallways and actually being able to pull in that data, it's funny because you'll just see them sitting there watching the video screen, whether it's the ticker tape they're looking at the bottom or the weather radar that's displayed on it as well. And we've heard many comments where, you know, they didn't realize, oh, this street was closed or it's still closed. We thought it was open by now. And so that way they know when they're out working on the streets, if they get a call somewhere, they need to avoid a certain area. So we've gotten tons of feedback on that. It seems to work really well for everybody.
Gotcha. I often ask people to give these types of projects a grade. Everyone has to forgive the pun here. Was this a lifesaver or a flatline?
This is definitely a lifesaver.
All right, so a lifesaver, Tom. And did you get any kind of unanticipated benefits, goals, accomplishments from the system?
Actually, relating to the data center itself, one thing that we never really had before in place was the monitoring capability of what's going on with the environment that the servers reside in. And we didn't really anticipate the level of complexity around it as far as monitoring, you know, air temperature at the front of the racks and to the back of the rack. So it was a big learning process for us, and it really gets us up to speed with a lot of the more advanced data centers and allows for the notification if there is something going on. And not that every big project goes smoothly. We did have our fair share of little glitches that would happen. You know, a brand new air conditioner system installed didn't work 100%. They had to get bubbles out of lines. And we actually were able to catch this with some of the sensors that were installed for the data center itself.
Gotcha. Before I let you run, Tom, I want to kind of get an idea of working with the PC Connection team. You alluded to it earlier, especially on the APC front, on the backup and the power, that went very smoothly. Overall, easy to work with them? And also, was this your first time working with their team? Would you work with them again, et cetera?
I've worked with PC Connection for a number of years. I come from a background where I work out in the field more in EMS versus more dealing with IT. So I've relied on a lot of third-party groups for help. And I often found myself, when I'd be confronted with a project, to get on the phone with PC Connection. And digital signage was a classic example. I had no idea who to even call and or even where to look to get started with this. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to look at an AV professional group locally at first, but I placed a call to Ben, and he actually had an idea about it, didn't have an expertise in the area, but he was able to reach out to the resources that they have. And we got on the phone and a conference call, and I was actually getting a demo within minutes of this. So we found a lot of projects that we, you know, we'll just make an inquiry to them and just see what they know, see if they have a solution out there in place, especially for some of those rare, odd things that you're looking to resolve. Been a great team to deal with. We're going to keep working with them down the road, and I can't say enough about them.
Well, and you've got those other projects coming up. So, hey, appreciate the time sharing the story today, and good luck on those future projects.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, always a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you would like to learn more about hardware, software, and services that are available to support a data center upgrade or digital signage or any other IT projects that are available from the PC Connection family of companies, you can do a few things. First off, contact your account manager. You can also go online to pcconnection.com, or you can give a call to 1-800-800-0014. And if you would like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.